listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 9:04 on ESPN 97.5. 7378-0377. Let's switch it up. LSU Brian's been waiting. He wants to talk about his Rockets. What do you say, LSU Brian?
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's how you doing, man?
Good. John, you can't I know y'all been in intense discussion here for the last, 50-something minutes that I've been on hold. So you can't say you're the shortest wait time.
Shortest wait time in the world.
In the world, obviously. But, yeah, I mean, I got a question about the Rockets. But as far as the college guys getting paid and everything, man, I'm kind of on sides of both of y'all. Like you said, I think, you know, if they can get their money, let them get their money. But I think it's going to be chaos, man. You give it a couple years, I think it's going to all turn into chaos, lawsuits and all that. But I don't know. We'll see. But my question with the Rockets, to jump back to basketball, as of right now, all the mock drafts I've been seeing, and I went back to, probably after James Harden got traded, and I said they would probably end up screwing up this pick and this tank and not get the pick, which they still don't. It's not guaranteed, but, you know, they're definitely going to be the worst team. So they have, 52%, somewhere right there.
I feel like it should be higher. This is kind of crappy. I feel like if we're going to be this terrible, I used to be the other way where, like, every team, and this is not a good deterrent for teams to be terrible, but now I feel like, hey,
this is
real.
We deserve
this. This is a real terrible. We're not even trying
we
to
deserve
be terrible.
To be
have
the
you
crappiest
seen us
team.
How bad this is? Yeah. We need help.
No.
Yeah, you know, at first I thought they were going to need to tank on purpose some games, but nah, they're just really that bad. But so all the mock drafts I've seen is you know, them going first and taking Cade Cunningham, and I understand he's a great athlete, freak athlete, but I don't know about the. Man, I like Suggs. Maybe he's not as gifted or athletic, you know, talent-wise, but he showed up big time, and I think that's what's important, especially coming from James, where James melted and those big-time moments. To me, it's Suggs, but I just want to get y'all.
I agree with you. I hope they get the second pick, if you want to know the truth.
I watched
a lot of Cade Cunningham this year, and how many, every time I came back, right, Del? I mean, I always said, number one pick.
Are we sure the Rockets would draft Cunningham over
Well,
Suggs?
That's what everybody is saying.
I mean,
saying.
They did want to give Oladipo a 2-year deal worth over $20 million a year.
Yeah. So listen, I'm with you. I watched a lot of Cade Cunningham. I'm just not convinced he's going to be a great player. Of course, I wasn't all that high on Ben Simmons either when he came out. So I don't. I think Cade Cunningham is a better shooter than a much better shooter. Actually, I think he was close to 40% on his threes. He just didn't step up in big times. He just didn't. There were so many times Cade Cunningham just disappeared from big games. You were just like, where is – dude, you got to take this game over. If you're the number one pick, you should be, without a doubt, the best player on the floor. And I just didn't see that. I just didn't. James is next, I think. Yep, 29 minutes. That's the shortest wait times in the world.
Yep,
what do you say, James?
Hey, is my connection good with you?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to talk about this college thing and Anderson Cooper. I mean, Lance, if you could let me talk a little bit before you interrupt me. I totally agree with you, John, because if the private market decides what an athlete's going to be paid based on his likeness, I think another – what will happen is if the system plays out is you won't have agents, but you'll have – people that just specialize in getting these kids exposure, whether you go to Texas Tech and you can market just to that local area, or you go to Alabama and you're a national player, there'll be a business made that when you sign up as a college athlete at one of these big universities, somebody's going to approach you and say, hey, because you're here, you have a certain amount of likeness. Here's the ways that I can do everything for you to increase your likeness, and I get a percentage of it. Mm-hmm. I think the redistribution doesn't make any sense because those kids that are now getting this wealth for free, basically, haven't put in any of the suffering and earned anything that they're going to get. And I think we have to see college campuses as organizations like the Patriots or the Chiefs. I mean, literally, college is the biggest scam right now if you look at the value that you receive based on the money that you make. Or the value that you get based on the money that you pay. And the expense keeps on going up and up and up. And so I think these colleges feel like they have to pivot to, we're an organization, we're a brand. And the NCAA is having a harder time, I feel like, regulating that based on how the system is set up. And it's kind of at a breaking point. And it's going to be interesting in the next 5 to 10 years how this all turns out.
It is. We appreciate it, James.
Well, hold on, hold on. Why am I Anderson Cooper? Is it the gray hair? Or you think I'm gay?
Well, no. You're a liberal.
No.
You're a socialist.
I'm not. How? No,
you're
you
on
are.
CNN.
No, no, you are. I'm saying let these kids just play.
No.
Hold on. Is it the hair or gay? Okay. Never mind. Got uncomfortable for him.
Yeah, kind of.
I don't know if he was referring to either one of those things.
I think it's because it's a liberal. You're a liberal. That's it.
Possibly.
You work for CNN.
No, how am I? My thought process is much more concerned. Do you think the paying player thing? Oh yeah, that's not the conservative. The conservative one is you get these, and this is not political. By the way, my stuff has nothing to do with any politics. Mm. This is my belief. Period. But do you think that Republican lawmakers are out there hoping the players get paid? No, that's not what they want.
Well,
at all. It's the other way. It's Gavin Newsom that signed this into effect first. That's you, John.
Well,
you
DeSantis were the wildly did it as
you know
well.
Who John is? The Bernie. John is the no, John New Deal.
What they're trying to do is boosters are paying players already. Let the boosters. Okay, you know what's going to happen is Alabama is going to go, this car dealership is going to give you an endorsement when you come here. It's going to be awesome. As opposed to that booster handing you a briefcase. He is going to hand you an endorsement contract that you're going to work for him.
And I think the NCAA would have been just fine with the under the table stuff as long as it, because they investigate who they want to and don't investigate who they decide. They have an issue because of what Ed O'Bannon and others did with the game. The NIL
Which
became a thing because
O'Bannon
of that
was
game.
In the right, by the way, for that.
So
that's right. Where NIL
so
should
that's
be.
That's what NIL
like,
is.
But that's what it was meant for, is like the video game stuff.
That's what exactly that's what I said a little now. Bit earlier.
No, what
on
you're
the
talking
games.
About is that okay? Well, you can get paid because you are that. No, but the games was everybody on the team got paid for it.
Yeah. Yes.
That's where.
That's fine.
Oh, when you said games, yeah.
Yeah.
That's where it started. That's not where.
That's what I said. That's where it started.
But that's not where it is currently.
So this the thing about kids are getting underpaid. Paid on the tail. The NCAA doesn't care as long as you can.
Yeah.
It stays out of the way and it doesn't.
It's like baseball
them.
With cheating.
Yeah,
it's really the exact same thing. Like as long as it doesn't become a thing, like it did with basketball, then because when
as long as you don't bang a trash can,
when it became basketball, where everyone found out how dirty it was and they looked bad, well then the NCAA didn't like that. But as long as you don't know. They don't care.
No,
it's the
no.
same
to
way
point,
Major League
Lance,
Baseball didn't care.
That's how they've always
to your point, Lance, the NIL thing became a bigger issue now is because the NCAA thought that when the Republicans controlled the Senate, that they would have a more sympathetic ear to all this.
Uh-huh.
And now when, you know, Democrats control it now, Democrats are like, what the are you guys doing? If you guys don't step in, we're gonna be so liberal about this that you're going to hate it. So it's more of the NCAA saying, you know what, we don't know what to do because we don't want to follow what this now more liberal government is saying we should do.
Well, they'll open it up to just be a pro sports league.
Yeah, now they want the Supreme Court to rule on it now, so we'll see how it
we'll
goes.
See. All right, 913 ESPN 97. Is that Will Doctor wants to talk about golf?
No, Will who called in yesterday. No,
the one who called in yesterday, no, but, that who I was right about Patrick Reed? Is that one?
Yeah, I
think maybe it's that one.
I think it is the same one.
Did John you bet Patrick right. Reed? Like no, I told
why
you,
would I, you had a bad pick.
What did Patrick Reed beat Rory McIlroy
probably
yesterday?
Cheated to do it. What did he kick one of Roy's balls? Well,
I don't
into
care
the,
how he did it
into the water.
Why you think I care? As long as that Patrick Reed paid.
I also want to talk for a second about. Did you see someone from Peaky Blinders died? Not recently, but in mid-April that we never talked about. And
who, John?
And no, I'm not going to say anything else. And I also want to get into this Mayweather-Logan Paul press conference, the fight that happened.
So,
this is, I'm telling you what now, I'm going to watch this because I got a funny feeling that these YouTube guys are not going to like how this one ends.
Somebody dropped an MF on somebody. That's what happened. 914 ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 917 on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Let's bring in Will here on the show. Will was here yesterday with... a great call, talking about golf. And who doesn't want to talk about golf every day on the show? What do you say, Will?
John, you had it nailed, man. They were both tied on both balls on the 17th green, and Rory three-jacked on 17 to lose to Reed by one. And so you nailed it. I'm out $30.
You bet Rory?
You got to listen.
I did bet Rory.
You got to listen. Listen, Patrick.
What do we like today? I just had curiosity.
I don't know. Do you got any? Who you got any matchups today?
So I just got off the course this morning. I was looking at the lines, and I'm looking at Patrick Cantlay versus Sung Jae Im. They're even, so no juice either way, and kind of leaning Sung Jae on that one.
John, any thoughts? Yeah,
Sung Jae had it going on early on yesterday, and then it wasn't so great at the end. Cantlay has been a bit of a disappointment this year. Not a bit of it, but he's been a disappointment this year. I mean, if you're going to go by that, Sung Jae is playing better this year than Cantlay is, but you never know in a round. Rory's been a mess. Rory has been a mess this year. So, you know, changing his swing and changing coaches, everything else that's been going on. I don't know about that M and Cantlay thing. And either one of those guys could step up today. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a grinder's course. It's long. It's long irons into the greens. You're going to have to stay par from off the green a lot. And M's the ultimate grinder. But Cantlay is one of the best ball strikers and iron players out there. So I see why it's even money.
Yeah.
But actually, through seven holes this morning, Reed and Rory are in the same group. Rory's 3 under today. Reed's 1 under, so Rory's 1 up on him overall for the tournament. So they're still battling it out there. It's early.
Yeah, it's early. You know, listen, Rory could beat him today. I don't know. I just didn't like it. I didn't like it yesterday.
If you have a lean on him and Cantlay, I'm going to go with it today.
I don't. Like you said, it's even money. So, I mean, either guy. I used a coin flipper, so I don't coin flippers.
Make a pick.
If I'm going to make a pick...
Hold on, let me get you other games.
If I'm going to make a pick...
Here, let me give you a
I'm going to go Cantlay today. Go
John's going to... John's gonna. No, forget that matchup. That's a terrible one. No one cares about Cantlay.
No one cares about Cantlay and him?
Mickleberry.
You wouldn't know Sung Jae Im if he was on your big toe.
No, I wouldn't. That's what I'm saying. I don't care about
you
that.
You would know him if you saw him because he's got the slowest backswing in the world. You almost think like he stopped.
This is Wells Fargo, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So how about this one? Here's one. Oh, no, Cantlay. That's right there. How about this? Thomas versus Hovland. Thomas is a small favorite.
Thomas, 2 under yesterday. Hovland was pretty good.
How about Jason Day versus Tony Finau? Finau minus 135, Jason Day plus 112.
I'll go Finau. 135
favorite?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a reason he's a 135 favorite.
Well, we're about to find out.
Yep. Well, see what happens.
We're about to throw stuff against the wall.
See if something sticks. That's all.
We're just going to see what happens.
921 ESPN 975-783-7803-776.
I mentioned Jake Paul. So I showed you some of that press conference.
Holy crap. So now he's been banned. He's been banned from the fight.
Okay, so which one is the one that knocks the guys out? Is it Jake or Logan? It's Jake, right? Who's the one that beat Nate Robinson and also Ben Askren?
Jake Paul. Jake Paul is the actual fighter.
But Logan is going to fight Mayweather. Like a super layup.
Jake is the fighter. He took off Mayweather's hat yesterday.
So Jake somehow got into it.
And he's been banned from the actual fight now.
Stupid ass. So but that's because people who are doing this fight understand these YouTube guys, they just try to be outrageous. Like you've seen some kind of crazy prank videos. If you ever see some of those, you just can't believe that you'd be willing to take that chance of getting shot and killed. But that's what they are. They come from that world.
Guess what Jake Paul already has? A tattoo of his Floyd Mayweather hat-stealing moment.
What?
He already has a tattoo.
What do you mean he has a tattoo?
I don't know. Jake Paul gets a tattoo of his Floyd Mayweather hat-snatching moment.
Oh, I want to see what it looks like. Just pull that article up. But here's the problem is they're going to find out they're messing with some real G's. Like, you cannot run up on – Floyd understands how to sell a fight. He'll trash talk you. He'll make it really bad, too. Like, Floyd – don't worry. Oh, Floyd will talk bad about everything.
The
money team.
They were none too happy.
So Floyd understands how the game is played. Oh, we can get it really grimy with words, but at the end of the day, Floyd knows he's going to steal money for beating up a guy who has no business being in a ring with him, even at age 43. Floyd knows the deal. He didn't want to screw this up. This is free money for Floyd. It's free money for one of the Paul brothers. But when you start doing stuff at a press conference that, that's not inside the way the game's. The rules are not supposed to be where you're just some YouTube scrub and you snatch a hat off Floyd's head and try to embarrass him. Oh, that's not going to fly.
Well, guess what? Floyd is in a different realm. Like, they were back and forth at Hard Rock Stadium for the doing the whole.
I couldn't hear what was being said.
Yeah, well, one thing that was said was Floyd goes, you know, Logan Paul had the issue with Japan in the forest. He got banned. He goes, I know what you did in Japan. Logan Paul said, and I know what you did to your wife.
Ooh.
He goes, he's not 50, you know. He's not. He's 51-1 because he beat his wife. This is the realm Floyd is in.
Now, you
got
to understand. Now, Jake Paul's on a totally different level.
Well, this was Logan who said it.
Logan?
Yes.
Both of them are.
He got your hat, and he's got a picture of the same kind of hat that Mayweather was wearing. And he says, got your hat. He's already got a tat on his leg of the moment.
Yeah.
This happened last night. This happened yesterday.
So, did you hear any of this stuff with Ben Askren? Like, these guys, the Paul brothers, go way over the top. They don't play the game of this is how you sell a fight. I'm going to turn you into this. I'm going to make you wish that you love me. I'm going to blah. Although I have heard the domestic violence stuff come up before in boxing matches and press conferences. That has happened. But the Paul brothers are mega disrespectful. And if this hat-snatching stuff goes on, I guarantee you the people who are organizing this fight understand somebody could end up getting put in a hospital. Like, Floyd's team could just jump one of these dudes and the whole thing would be off. The whole fight would be off. They understand there's a lot of money on the line here and one of these Paul brothers could screw the whole thing up. So, now I have to see it.
You have to?
And I'm going
to
cheer for Floyd Mayweather.
You're cheering for the good guy, Floyd Mayweather?
He's the good guy?
Oh, yeah. Floyd's a good guy. Over the Paul brothers? When can they be the good guys?
It's not a
fight. They can't be good guys.
It's not a fight with good guys.
They're not trying. Yeah, there is no good guy, but sometimes you cheer. We see a lot of TV shows. Okay, are the Peaky Blinders good guys?
Yes, they're great guys.
No.
Not really.
They're not good guys, and the guys they fight aren't good
guys. Do they have razor blades in their hats? Yes.
They used to. They've kind of dressed it up now. I don't know that they do it as much. By the way, the mom, the aunt died. Yeah.
Aunt, what's her name? Aunt Becky, not Aunt Becky. What was her name?
Her real name is Helen McCrory.
Yeah. Did y'all know she died?
Yeah, I saw that. She
died April 16th.
She's married.
She smoked a lot.
Married to Brody from Homeland. They are married.
Really?
Wait, yes.
The redhead dude?
Yeah, Brody from Homeland.
How much older is she than him?
Only a couple of years. He's in his 50s.
Or although I will say, she
how
got
did she die?
Older inside the show.
She's 50. She died at 52.
Emphysema?
No, I know she smokes on the show. She died of cancer. I'm not sure what type of cancer.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, she died at 52. He's 50. Yeah, they were married.
Wow.
Since 2007.
Yeah, but did you know she had died?
I didn't know
that. Aunt Polly.
Aunt Polly.
Thank you, Rhino. Aunt Polly.
Polly Gray.
And they, so Eric told me yesterday, Eric Layden, he's got one more scene to shoot. Yeah, they're almost done with Ozark season 4. Almost done. He's doing a lot of his shots with
so with we know Ruth. We know he survives then.
He's in the last shot with Ruth and Darlene and Wyatt.
Hey, now you're just giving stuff away.
Is it his last shot?
What are you doing?
It doesn't mean they make it out of
wait,
it.
What the hell are you is doing? Is it his last shot or one the last shot of the season? Because they do that stuff out of order.
It's his last shot.
So we don't
know.
I don't know what it is.
He's only filmed one day. He's seen Jason Bateman one day. The entire time he's been in Atlanta back and forth. They're in separate, like, their worlds are different. So that makes me think that Ruth's going to be on her own, but he hasn't seen Jason Bateman but one time. That was it, the entire time. I said, well, who are you hanging out with anybody? He goes, not really. We're not really. He'll go to dinner every once in a while with Ruth, with Julia Garner.
She's Ruth.
He likes her. Yeah, I call her Ruth. I think that's
disrespectful.
You don't want to be named Ruth, but.
Yeah. No. If you're Ruth, you're Ruth. She's ruthless.
So I'm thinking, how long does it take to turn that around, the production?
She's one of the great supporting characters in any series.
It's phenomenal.
Well, it's not just production, it's promotion as well. They got to get the hype. They got
next summer? We're going to wait that long?
Maybe late.
Editing that you got to do?
Maybe towards Christmas?
Maybe.
927 ESPN 97.5 713. Kevin, Chad, we get you guys on the other side.
Bosch.
713-780-3776. Time to talk a little bit about Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble in Granite. And listen, I've been talking about Jeff Aronoff for years now, years and years, and Absolute Marble in Granite. And I've had work done at my home by Jeff and his crew, and it's been spectacular. And you too. And when we sold the house, it was one of the huge selling points is that we had the outdoor kitchen and pool, and now it's people. The outdoor kitchen and pool is a huge money maker when you're selling your home. Huge now. There's a lot of people that they got to have a pool. They don't want to be going to public pools. They want their own pool in their backyards. So if you're thinking about putting this in, Jeff can put all the tile, all of the flooring, the outdoor kitchen, everything. He can do all of this stuff. It's what he does every single day. So if you're looking for a great way to improve the value of your home outside, it's huge. And Jeff, that's all he does is big jobs. So you got to redo that kitchen. You got to redo that bathroom. You got to redo that family room or that outdoor. Just give him a call and let Jeff come, and he can break it down. He can be the architect of it as well. All at 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Kev, first up here on the show. What's up, Kev?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing, man?
What's up, Red Raider?
Man, I really called because dude called himself, I don't know, when he, like, Lance, let me finish my point. It ain't like we're comparing Texas Tech to Alabama. Like, what is that supposed to mean? We're comparing Texas Tech to Alabama. Like, Tech doesn't turn out athletes. Like, asshole, where did you play? Where did you go?
Whoa!
Technically, I think he's actually allowed to say it.
He said
not allowed to say it.
You know, but you can't just come on taking shots at programs.
That's a Texas Tech athlete who's talking right now, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like it. I mean, but if you truly do your history of programs, they've got a tremendous football team at the University of Alabama. I can't deny that. But let's talk about as a whole. I mean, our men's track team just won a national championship a couple of years ago. I'm in, what, 18, 19? So overall, our men's basketball team just showed up in a national title game a year ago. So, I mean, you know, let's be realistic about a program versus, you know, one-dimensional sports. And, yeah, we know football kind of drives the meter, but, man, even with that, like the athletes that come out and what Texas Tech does as far as supposedly being the little brother in the state of Texas, man, I'll take it. You know, I'll take it because Anthony Lynn, you know, just spent a good 4 to 5 years as the head coach in San Diego. He came into Tech with me back in 87. You know, he stayed. We lived right next door to each other forever. And, I mean, I don't get it. You know, look at our receivers that we've put in the league compared to what, okay, hey, since he brought up Bama, what Bama has done. They just started to put these kids in the league. We've been putting kids in the league. We were the prototype. We the reason why people started throwing the ball around.
I didn't think he meant to pick this kind of fight with you, but it happened. You know what's funny Alabama hasn't been Alabama forever. People forget that. Alabama had a long run where they weren't Alabama. Like, they're no Nick Saban has turned them into Alabama.
Well, relatively speaking, they've had the greatest run ever. But
right. But tell me about before Nick Saban got there. Well, how were they? You can go back 2 decades.
Texas has had 3 decades.
Right.
Alabama was great under Bear. Gene Stallings won a national championship.
Well, you're going back to
93.
A lot of people weren't even
93, and they had a run of about 12 years where they weren't. That's a bad example. Alabama's been great for a long time.
Well, no, they've been great for a long time, but they haven't been the same Alabama team as now.
No,
this
obviously
is the greatest
not.
Run in the history of sports, not college,
no,
not pro.
UCLA. UCLA basketball
agree.
Was
it longer?
Was 11 or 12 years they won a national championship.
What's up, Kev?
No, I'm saying I'm not even personally trying to compare the programs. All I'm saying is this dude bring up, like, man, I'm not going to name drop as far as who gets paid and who doesn't get paid, but don't act like kids at TSU aren't getting something. I mean, everybody's getting money, you know, dropped in the basket. I mean, let's be real about it.
Yeah.
You know, but don't try and act like because you're not at a Bama or a Miami or one of these supposedly higher profile programs that these athletes aren't getting taken care of, man. I know several guys that show up on campus as true freshmen with brand new vehicles that you know mama and daddy couldn't afford because of where they come from. You know, so let's not act like because you're at Texas Tech or TSU or even let's throw U of H in the mix, that you ain't got people that can take care of you wherever you go if they want you bad enough.
Mm, absolutely.
You know, absolutely.
It's happening all over.
You're going to be, yeah, like if they really think that you're going to be a positive for this program, man, they're going to do whatever it takes to keep you and get you in the mix. I mean, that is what it is. That's big time college football.
Well, yeah, there are coaches, though, that don't break the rules. There are coaches. There are coaches that ain't doing it that way. But, yeah, I mean, for the most part, it's happening all over.
Yeah, UCLA.
And now you can do it. It can be above. Listen, we'll see. Red Redder Kev, we appreciate it. Try not to drop a-hole on the show, though.
I know. I mean, he wasn't really an attack on Texas Tech. He just threw up a random casually. Yeah.
He just dropped a casual
and
Texas
it
Tech.
It was enough, though.
I'm looking at, so I'm just out of course it was, God, it's so different. 61. I mean, the record was 18 and 11. So really the true John Wooden run started, I would say, in they lost the national semifinal game and in a regional semifinal game where they had 20 wins. Let's say one national final. Okay. Right there. So it's a pretty good run. 63, 64. I don't even know what AAWU was. That's what they were playing in, the AAWU 30-0. But from about 63, 64 to, I mean, they were good, but the big time run, the monster run, Yeah, it lasted almost a full decade. He started 30-0 and went another 30-0, 72-73. After that, it was 26 and they won a national final. Huh. 2 years, yeah. So it was about 11 years.
Would they win 10 out of 11 straight years?
He was about 11 years, yeah. One national final, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8 out of 9, an 8 out of 9-year run. So, yeah, he won a crap load. I would say relative to what Nick Saban has to do, it's a very similar kind of run where you're in the mix. When did Nick Saban take over Alabama?
Took over in 07.
It's been that long?
Yeah, took over in 07. Played for...
What, you got seven now?
His first one in 09. I think overall or at Bama. I think he may have six at Bama, seven overall.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
I think that's what he's got. Got six at Bama since 09?
Well, I'll have to pull it up.
Yeah, and college basketball is different than college football. Yeah, this run, relatively speaking, is
good as we've ever seen.
As good as it's ever been.
He has seven national titles, six at Alabama.
Yeah.
Because back when he won it, you weren't having anyone leave. Like, once you had your team, your squad was locked in for 4 years with Wooden. Unless you had what was called at that time, and I don't even know if that was a thing where you
had... Did freshmen play back then?
Freshmen couldn't play.
Nope.
But you kept it for 4 years, and they didn't have what was called hardship. Hardship was the only way you could get out of your basketball scholarship. Sports at all. You had to be hardship.
Yep.
And the NCAA had to say that you qualified for hardship. But Nick Saban, obviously, it's about the same. You get 3 years. John Wooden would get 3 years out of guys. Nick Saban gets 3 years out of his best guys. About the same, I guess. Yep.
Chad is with us here on ESPN 975. What do you say, Chad?
Hey, good morning, guys. I have a question. I've had it for a couple of years. You always talk about scholarships and stipends. What is the difference between a scholarship and how's a stipend added into? Because I've heard former players and coaches talk about, you know, the players do get paid. They get these stipends. How does that all work out? And I'll hang up and listen to that.
College athletes get their room, board, and education. And then the stipend is an extra check that they get on a monthly basis. They get...
It varies.
JT got about $900. It doesn't really vary. That's pretty close to...
But an agent friend of mine told me that there are variances. And I said, well, how is it determined? And he didn't have a good answer for it because he had players that he was recruiting.
Well, it varies because of how...
isn't it cost of living?
Cost of living.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, California, you got to get more money because it costs more to live there.
Okay, that's
in Missouri and here. I think JT got $900.
But I don't think people realize like that's a good chunk of change. If I had $900 in
college,
100
players,
and
in
you don't
program,
have to pay for your rent, your food, all that stuff is taken care of.
Well, no, you get the stipend check. If you live off campus, your stipend check is paying for that.
Oh well, yeah. Well, you say room and board, so.
Yeah.
No, you get your
original when you're a freshman. Everybody gets room and board and education.
Right,
and
but what about when you're a junior?
Well, you can live on campus still, or you can go get most guys get a house and they get the stipend check. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, it's better than it was for players. It's still not.
But it's more than people think. Most people aren't even aware of the stipend check.
Yeah. There are people that argue it's not even close. Not even there. You, Robert Klemko. I mean, that dude, well, he's pro, he's really pro black athlete. He really is. And he says it's just not even close. And I had an argument with him. I said, don't tell me how much my son should make. I'm perfectly satisfied with what he gets.
No, that's a pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
Well, when you add everything up and then we're going to give you $900 spending money, I mean, That's a pretty good chunk.
Yeah, well,
for a student,
you know, it depends again where you
not
live.
Not for me. I spend more than $900
when
now.
When JT
in my
here
life,
in Houston,
but...
JT spent most of that on his rent
because he had to pay his own rent,
and we had to subsidize it, and that was fine. But it's more expensive in certain places. So, and if you want a nicer house, then a lot of your stipend check is going to go to.
But if you live on campus, you keep it.
You can keep it. Right. Right. Yeah, but who the hell wants to live on campus when you're a junior and a senior? For the most part, that happens. And so it's still not easy, because especially if you're going to UCLA your check is taken up by your rent, your whole check.
And you watch kids they like, I don't know about college athletes, college football players, because, you know, we all talk about how they get taken care of. But if you're a college soccer player, you might see four or five of them living in the same spot because, well, despite the stipend, it still costs.
It still costs.
It's like living in San Francisco.
No, yeah. When he moved up to Missouri and was getting that stipend check, it was a lot, went a lot further than it did here in Houston. 942 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776 to hang with us here. One more segment, and then I believe Dell will say goodbye to Lance for a week.
Well, someone will. Oh, he's out for a week?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lazy.
First vacation since...
Well, I'm all broken up about it.
Yeah. Look at...
my first vacation.
Why are you going to be like that?
What?
Instead of just saying, hey, I hope you have fun on your vacation. You've been working so hard.
Not his brand.
He didn't tell me where he was going. Okay. I don't know
he's
if he's going
to be. This is just his brand.
Lance has been working with the draft and coming in every morning and just grinding here on the show. And all of the
kids,
all of the people that are coming after him,
coming
his dry
at me,
ass brisket.
My kids coming at me. My wife coming at me.
Why are your kids coming at you?
Everyone comes at me all the time.
You know how hard Lance works.
So I finally get to relax and go hike, you know,
seems 400
miles like a relaxing vacation supposed to be.
I understand how
we're
hard.
We're going a 12-mile hike. We're doing what? What?
Sounds terrible.
Going down to Mexico.
Big Ben,
and sit on
what?
The beach.
Exactly. That's a vacation.
You know how hard he works? He works so hard that when you're in the middle of a segment and you're talking to him and he's reading something else and he doesn't know what you're talking about because he's so distracted by all the work
he's
done.
No, that's not it. He's always looking ahead.
That's what I'm saying.
He's looking ahead.
He's got so much to be focused on.
I'm arguing with people about compensatory picks and shit like that. Will you?
Whoa.
Oh, did I just? Oh, my God. I didn't even realize. That's the first.
And stuff like that. And not ship like that. It's stuff like that.
I did not even. Well, that's, yeah. Did you catch that, Dell?
Yes.
Yeah, but you, he.
Things
are,
like
were you
that.
Sure where you were ramped back up from Kevin?
Yeah, we were. Yeah.
Who dropped an a-hole on the show a little while ago?
Congratulations to the both of you.
Yeah.
You know, that hasn't happened probably for me since 6'10. where I accidentally said a bad word. That hasn't happened since 6'10. I remember when Rich Lord had one.
I never had one.
I've never had one.
I might have had one. 944 ESPN 97573. Yeah, I might have had one. I don't know. This week. I have no idea. 713-780-3776.
Your home for sports. ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Okay, so an update here. We got a chance to update here.
So yesterday, what happened?
Yesterday, I was Wednesday night, I'm on hold with American Airlines for my wait was 4 hours.
How come?
Because I had an issue. I never got my tickets that I paid for. I had proof from my credit card that I paid for them, but I never got the tickets. So,
and it wasn't in your app or anything?
It wasn't
like
in my app, nothing. So I'm trying to get a hold of American Airlines. Hey, where's my tickets? So I call them that night. I called yesterday. You called them before, put me in line
for them
to call me back.
Called Get Human, where it'll basically line up for you.
Right.
And
so you put it in at before 7 o'clock.
I put it in at 6:45.
I got a call at 10:30.
From that thing.
Yes. For 3.5 hours I was waiting. But it surprisingly, right after I tweeted out, hey, American Airlines, you suck.
Which I told you, if you really want to do this, you're going to have to go after them
on Twitter.
On Twitter. And they did eventually say, check your direct, or we want to send
direct
your direct
message. Us.
And so what happened? What
and
was
so,
the resolution?
So the resolution was I sent them the receipt that I had for my credit card, and they said, oh, we sent you those tickets. We sent them to Wendy Granato.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So what's the problem?
So, well, because Wendy has an American Airlines account, too, And so
it was you then. It wasn't them.
It was me, but it took 7 hours to get an answer.
So, Dell.
Regardless of where it was or whose fault or whatever. Yeah, I forgot that I put it under Wendy's account. But answer the phone.
Del, these people caught bullets for hours. They caught bullets on Twitter. They caught Twitter bullets from
John. But
that's
okay. That's what customer service is. You know what? The customer's never wrong. I'm sorry. I can't find my tickets. How about answer the phone in less than 7.5 hours?
Did you look in Wendy's pocket? Oh, yeah, there it is.
Yeah, no, right.
Well, maybe
Wendy
if you
had no idea. She gets literally a thousand emails a day.
Let's be real here. No customer service should take that long. That's ridiculous.
No. So while it was me, I didn't know where the tickets were.
But in a way, it was them.
But 7.5 hours to answer the phone.
In a way, it was their mistake. In a way. Yep.
You're sending them to Wendy.
I get it.
I know that it was her account.
But in a way, you should have, if you had answered the phone, we could have had this thing taken care of a lot faster.
No, a lot faster. If you'd hire more than 2 people for customer service in an entire world, maybe, then we can answer the phone.
Are you going?
A-holes?
Michael told us he's got Wagyu steaks now. Are you going to be in town? Your tickets.
I'm going to Missouri.
See, if you would have stayed here, you could add some Wagyu strips.
Michael?
Pete's Fine Meats, Wagyu strips now.
Pete's Fine Meats, yikes. That would be, you know what?
There's when Prime, I get back, and then there's Wagyu.
When I get back.
When the Wagyu pops up, I'm like, oh. Excuse me, sir. What is that heavily marbled strip steak?
So now another development during the break, Del. And now you tell me exactly who, if Ricky was wrong about Lance.
Oh, well, this is a joke, but tell it because it's funny.
No. It doesn't seem like much of a joke to me. Apparently, there's a story right now. This doesn't seem that funny. There's a story right now, Del, that there is a 10-story, 23-ton rocket from China that is barely.
10-story.
10-story, 23 tons. This rocket is barreling towards Earth, and no one knows where it's going to land.
That's kind of a big deal.
So you know how he responded? Well, I hope it lands on one of these a-holes that are making fun of my brisket, and it kills their whole family.
He added that part, too?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. No, it's not.
that's a funny comment, isn't it?
Not funny.
Anything close to funny.
You make that joke about you hope it lands on Jerry's stadium or you hope it lands on Dodger Stadium.
They've never said anything to me.
You don't make that joke. You don't pick individual say it kills their family.
If you come after me, then I'm hoping something bad happens to you.
So verbal back and forth. So
a Chinese rocket lands on your whole house.
Family, you said.
And family. I
mean, hopefully you're on a walk. Hopefully you're on a walk.
Yes, that's
except
what I'm saying.
Except the guy.
Hopefully you want him in the house.
Yeah, one of those people.
The family went on a walk.
Yeah, everyone else is like, what happened to our home? Like, well, he got a little lippy.
So the basis.
Now Chinese rocket.
Let's just break this down to its very core.
Go ahead.
You think a verbal back and forth on the radio or Twitter about your food.
Brisket, your dry
deserves. Well, see, there John is again.
Your DAB.
You think the correct.
You can catch that rocket too, John.
Apropos response.
You got a new house. All of a sudden, the whole rocket's on the ball.
Rocket while we're in Missouri.
Falling on your home and dying in the aftermath? You think
only
death?
The person that got a little lippy.
No, I'm listening. No. Still, you think death is the appropriate.
I mean, no, but if it happens, I mean, things happen.
Mm.
Oh.
You said you hope, though.
You hope.
No, I hope that.
What?
I hope that, you know what? I hope it just works out the way it should work out.
How should it work out, sir? That
for everyone's conclusion, you know, you draw your own little guide map.
Sounds like you want death.
Blueprint to that. No, just whatever needs to happen should happen to people.
So what if nothing happens?
Well, that's disappointing.
See? What if the rocket doesn't fall in their home?
I mean, the rocket should hit somebody that deserves it, shouldn't it? It's 10 tons. I mean, it's 10 stories. It should wipe out. Maybe you guys have a little party.
Oof. So you want more people?
You want more people?
Well, people who get. Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, so all
these are only people who have said bad things.
Oh, you mean all the Merry Band of Hawks Swallowers?
Anybody. And people who said.
If they have a Merry Band of Hawks Swallower party. And they're celebrating giant picture of your dry ass brisket up on the wall.
And the mock drafters.
Right? Ooh.
And people who complain about mock drafts.
Wow.
Get them an invite. You know how they do where people get invited, like criminals get invited, like you're going to a Dodger game, and they come and they get excited, yeah, but they're all being arrested.
Yeah.
Same thing.
So, only except they're going to get hit by a Chinese rocket.
Except that, what did you say? How many tons?
10. It's a 23 ton, yeah. 10 story.
Except 23 ton, 10 story. And listen, on reentry, a lot of that's going to burn up. It's probably going to be down to like maybe 4 tons and maybe 3 stories.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. With the burn-up.
That still could do some damage.
Yeah, you know, I can still wipe out a whole group of loudmouths about mock drafts. And bah! And you compensatory pick complainers.
Ooh. Bang. Ooh. Yeah. Apparently you didn't catch it, though. People on the radio heard it.
No, they didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Dell caught it.
Ha ha, LZ working no,
I
blue.
Hit, I hit the button.
Catch it my ass. I heard it over TuneIn.
Hey, oh, don't say the A word.
LZ with the S-bomb.
No, I hit the button.
We're going to have to suspend Lance for a week.
That's a stream. That's they're the catching stream. On the stream.
No, they were catching it on the radio.
Did they hear it through an actual radio?
Yes. Ha, I almost ran off the road.
No, I hit the button twice. Maybe they heard it on 92.5.
Oh.
Oh.
I know we're on a delay there, yeah. So I'm not sure why it wouldn't have gotten caught.
I don't think we can actually on 925.
Hmm.
So did they hear Kevin? Because I caught him too.
Ooh, no, they heard that too then, yeah. Yeah, 92.5 is uncensored.
Yeah.
Well, 92.5 is like a satellite channel. Mm-hmm. It's sometimes a little scratchy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like a satellite channel.
No, it's sometimes it's perfect.
Yeah,
actually.
How many people depends on where you are. You?
Huh?
How many people tweeted you about hearing it?
Apparently, five. Five or six.
That's what I'm saying, because I imagine if, like, the entire listenership, like, yeah. 97.5 would hurt them, we got more. I think 925 catches everything.
That just came out easy, too. That was
I hit the button.
Hit the button, but the button doesn't go
to
92.5.
Yeah, but I would have to run in there and find it and hit it. No, yeah,
we're not doing all that.
I'm going
to
go
You'd have to actually get off your chair and do
no,
something.
But yeah. No, I would have to hit that button. And
no,
then
he
go,
wouldn't have made it in there in time.
No. Oh, my God. Lance's brisket be like this. This is a mummy that's about to die.
I've already put a thing out of wet brisket, so this is just not, that's why I didn't even buy. This is just make believe.
I'm a little dehydrated.
Now I'm like, it's too bad. You lost, Neil. You and your whole band of merry hog swallowers or whatever.
Hog swallower.
Dell immediately. Hog swallower. And that's when I realized. Oh, that came out worse than it was meant. Yeah. No. Hog swallower sounds very pointed.
Yeah.
And direct.
Yeah, it sounds like you're swallowing a hog.
I'm going to go get a Wagyu steak, and I'm going to tell my wife it's for Mother's Day, and I'm going to make it for myself for lunch. What are you doing?
We got a text from our engineer. He says the delay button dumps on both, so they couldn't have heard it through the radio. It had to be through.
Well, they're all saying they heard it.
They said a TuneIn app, right? At least that what that
oh,
was.
Oh, a TuneIn app. Is that what TuneIn is?
Yeah, it's an app.
Oh, okay.
But our app, is our app considered TuneIn?
I don't know how it works, but our app is not going to.
You don't get
delayed. Straight throughout. There's
yeah,
no delay.
We already know that.
Yeah,
Twitch wouldn't have got.
Twitch
delayed.
Would have heard it too.
Yeah.
All right.
So Lance, enjoy
you're
your
gone.
Was right.
You're gone for a week.
I'm taking a
go
break.
Hiking.
Some house vacation, staycation versus yeah. I don't know. We got to figure it out. I don't know. I just know that I just need to. I do it every year.
Meemaw watching the kids.
Every year after draft. Yeah. Every year after draft, we take a vacation. Last year we didn't get to.
Rhode Island.
Boston.
Oh, you're going to Boston.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to Rhode Island.
Well, we're going to do that too.
Oh.
Well, Boston
It's just you and the what? And Nicole?
No, yeah. Bring the kids.
What?
It's going to be fun.
Never.
What
kind of vacation is that?
We've got like 10 vacations planned this year. The kids get one of them.
And this is the one?
Mm. Nope.
Nope.
Never. They never go on our draft vacation.
That's what I thought. I was about to
say. The post-draft vacation, because my
How
wife
How many
doesn't,
times will they call you while you're in Boston?
I don't know. My phone won't. I won't have a phone with me on. They'll catch me zero times.
Well, you'll leave it in a cab somewhere.
There's a chance.
That's
or on a plane.
When are you leaving?
On a plane.
I see.
Literally right now.
Okay.
I'll just be a ghost.
Are you gonna wave? Are you gonna say this to your kids?
Bye, bitch.
No, but if my kids hear that saying that. Ooh. Oh, by the way, one of my kids got all upset about the guy who has trash ass Lance on the Twitter, because you know one of them got like started crying about
it. What?
I swear to God, Lance. He was really upset about it.
There's a trash ass Lance.
Yeah, he looked at that. He like Google searched my name and found this stuff. And he's like, One of my kids started crying. Fault? He was so upset.
That's your fault.
Put stuff on there.
That's you.
Snacks started crying about some of the stuff he saw on there.
Well,
I said, don't pay attention to that stuff.
He was upset by the words.
I said, you know how bad that guy's life is.
Snacks. We don't pay attention.
He was upset by the words or the actual handle.
I don't know. Some stuff he saw. I don't know what.
Well, yeah, people are saying
I just tried to take him off of it. I'm like, wait around. It gets worse than that.
Yeah.
Just go to a mock draft. You'll find out how bad I truly am when I predict a player going to a team. You'll find out how truly awful I am when you see who I've got going with the number 6 pick somewhere.
He doesn't listen to the show. You tell people to eat your ass or eat an
ass.
He does. No, I don't say as much as you said, Dell. That was too much.
Do you want to hear
yourself?
Do you want to hear it again?
Dump yourself.
Do you want to hear yourself?
Times. You want to hear it again? Yeah.
10 o'clock. Lance is gone for a week.
Goodbye, America.
You're not leaving America. What do you mean?
We're going to Canada?
Bye, bitch.
Uh-oh. You just got another bye, bitch. Uh-oh. All right. On the other side, Dell and I, we bring it home. That we continue to work. We're not lazy.
We're not taking next week off either.
Yeah. No.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.